Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Mary Thomas Hart of NCBA. We're sharing some alphabet soup with Mary in just a moment.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't handle Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Mary Thomas Hart is Deputy Environmental Counsel with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Mary follows several alphabet agencies and programs, and we wanted to start with one that's been around for a while and is right now in the midst of a big mess as the Biden administration trying to undo what the Trump administration did under WOTUS, Waters of the U.S.
I think that's a pretty accurate description. So in April 2020, the Trump administration finalized the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. NCBA and a group of other ag organizations and industry organizations went to work defending that rule in court. We're currently involved in a number of federal court cases across the country, but in total, there are 15 federal legal cases considering the legality of the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. So those are all in different stages of litigation. But during President Biden's first week in office, he issued an executive order requiring all administrative agencies to consider a lot of the rules that were finalized during the Trump administration. And we recently saw a request from the Department of Justice on behalf of the EPA to a federal court in Massachusetts to remand litigation on the Navigable Waters Protection Rule. So that doesn't mean that the Navigable Waters Protection Rule isn't the law of the land. It is currently the law of the land in all 50 states. But EPA, through the Department of Justice, have requested that they be able to pull that rule back and continue to reconsider it internally. So our litigation on the Navigable Waters Protection Rule is on hold right now, but NWPR is the rule of law across the country.
So from WOTUS and NWPR, we turn to the next set of initials, NEPA.
So NEPA is yet another example. We got some really nice rules during the Trump administration related to NEPA and how that very complex environmental statute is implemented. We've seen the increased weaponization of NEPA, maybe, you know, NEPA used as a way to prevent things that would be positive both for the environment and, you know, the person who's applying for a permit. And federal grazing is a really good example of that. NCBA is, again, in the courtroom defending these updated NEPA rules. And so it'll be interesting to see where the Biden administration goes with those and where our federal court system takes them, because it's always important to remember what's waiting at the end of the litigation process, right? It's a Supreme Court with a 6-3 conservative majority that typically doesn't like to give a lot of agency deference. So it'll be interesting to see where these rules go and if they make it to the Supreme Court.
And finally, from NEPA, we turn to ESA, the Endangered Species Act.
The ESA has been fairly stable in the past, but I think we've seen, you know, although it's stable, it's tough to get a species delisted once it's recovered, right? So during the Trump administration, the Department of Interior finalized a number of ESA rules to modernize implementation of that act. I mentioned earlier that a lot of Trump administration rules are being reconsidered by this new administration. So there's currently ongoing litigation related to those ESA rules. And again, NCBA is part of the group that's defending the modernization of those rules in court. And that's happening largely in the Ninth Circuit in California. The Department of Interior has pulled those rules back for reconsideration. So I think, you know, any major rules, especially in the environment and natural resources space, at the beginning of this administration have been kind of pulled back, and we haven't seen any formal decisions on what where we're going to go. But I think that the Biden administration is taking a close look at how to maybe best implement those rules.
NCBA's Mary Thomas Hart. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.